Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on 6:30 every evening, and this time you're having your Christmas Eve show. Before I proceed to a church service to worship the rescuing God as he appeared in Christ. And before I begin the show is going to be about an analysis of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, Jesus' teaching on divorce. Before I begin, let me tell you a little about myself. Us is a politically incorrect show, not politically correct. We know we are not concerned with political rhetoric, media lies and falsehoods. We're concerned of getting at the truth and facts and by the use of our critical faculties. Second, I'm a Christian, and I am not about to change that position. And I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture and all the creeds, the ancient creeds of the churches, valid, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed, and I adhere to reading the great books of Christian thought, whether Calvin, Luther, C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, etc. Third, I have run two radio shows, a podcast show, and a blog talk show, which have many guests from many countries, including Muslim countries in China, atheist agnostic China, and over 4,200 people have visited my podcast from various countries. And also, I note that many people from many countries have visited this show, including Saudi Arabia and Bangladesh and India and United Kingdom and Belgium and Germany and many other places. Fourth, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I'm writing more, 4 more in preparation. And the books are both legal and Christian books. And the Christian books are... one of them is Essays in the Christian Worldview, which has had wide national and international sales. Another is Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. Another one is a book on the parables, where I interpret the 41 parables of Christ. I've pasted these interpretations on my website, social media, and also on academia. And also, I'm presently preparing the sayings of Christ in the four Gospels as found there, and I'm placing them, these interpretations, on social media and on my website and academia.edu. That's as much as I have to say tonight because we don't have too much time to talk about what's important. What I'll be talking about is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, the teaching of Jesus on divorce. A very difficult passage because our society doesn't really concern itself as it used to with the finality of the marriage relationship as taught by the church. However, let's take a look at the passage from Mark on Jesus' teaching on divorce and try to understand it and why he says what he says. Because everything the Son of God and Jesus Christ says is terribly significant and important and requires our rapt attention. So the Pharisees came up and in order to test him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command?" And they said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to put her away." And Jesus said, "This Moses did this because of your hardness of your heart." And then he said, from the beginning creation, God made them male and female, and for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so they're no longer two but one flesh. So Jesus is saying then that it is the plan and idea of God in creation in making people male and female, that man would leave his family, his immediate family, his father and mother, and be joined to a wife. And then, so he's really saying two things here. Number one, that and marriage is indissoluble. He says, well, therefore God is joined together, let no man put asunder. So Jesus is saying here two things. Number one, marriage is permanent. It is a foundation of the family, and it is meant to be permanent and not to be eliminated or ended. More important, he says that it is God's plan and his rule that people shall be joined, a man shall be joined to a woman and become two flesh. And there's no other relationship allowed, unfortunately, according to Christ, only one where the family is founded on male and female, and he does not allow and permit out-of-marriage relationships, homosexual relationships, etc. These are not something that are permitted by the reason and mind of Christ, is what he says here, because he does say a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So he says that is what is only valid. And then he says the second thing here, what therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So he's saying that marriage is permanent and cannot be ended. And then he further says, the disciples asked him again about this matter, and he said, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. So the rule is even stricter than the previous statement that what God has put asunder, let no man put asunder. He says, if you marry another and you're divorced, you are committing adultery. Whether a man who marries another woman and is divorced from his former wife, or a woman who divorces her husband and marries another man, both are saying, Jesus is saying, commit adultery. So the offense is very great. The rule is very strict here that marriage is permanent and cannot be unchained. Let's take a look at this passage again. He's asked by the Pharisees, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And Jesus refers to Moses' command and explains it was given to man the right to choose the right of civil divorce and put his wife away. And this was done. This was allowed. This divorce, this easy putting away of the woman, was allowed because of human sin. And Jesus says he has another explanation. He has another rule which he wishes to supersede the rule of Moses. And it is that God made male and female from the beginning, and for this a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And that what God has joined, let no man put asunder. So he's saying that two things here, as I said. He said the God's plan and his plan is not to write off your wife, but a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh and cannot be put asunder. And then, so it's a very, very strict rule, he states here, about marriage. God and Jesus want people to remain married because he wants people to have effective and effective family life. He does not want people to put away their wife or husband like a piece of property, which was the rule of Moses here. He says no. He wants marriage to last. He wants families to be established. He wants children to have mothers and fathers. And so he says here, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And he states an even stricter rule and more demanding. More demanding, he makes the rule even tougher. That he says that if a man divorces his wife, he commits and marries another, he he commits adultery, and the same is true of a woman. If she divorces her husband and marries another, she is committing adultery. Jesus is making very clear here, and it is something that we have to accept from the Son of God and his statement about marriage. We have to take it seriously because he means what he says. He's making clear that marriage and family are so basic and important that there could be no divorce allowed under any circumstances. And one who does so, whether man or woman, commits adultery. So, Jesus' concern here is with the permanence of marriage and family, and they are so basic and so important to him and to God that no divorce is allowed. And anyone who does so, he says, if you do it, you are committing adultery if you divorce your wife or you divorce your husband and you marry another, you are committing adultery. He's making the rule even stricter and tougher. Jesus' focus here is on the preservation of the family. That is what he's concerned about. God wants people to have families and the families to remain intact. He wants family life preserved, which is why he says this here, that there could be no divorce. And if you do divorce, you are committing adultery if you marry another. He's making a very strong statement on the preservation of the family and marriage. And Jesus recognizes that if marriage and family are undertaken, they are paramount. They are very, very significant. It's a very significant relationship, and he says it can't be eliminated. And if you try to eliminate it and marry another, if you divorce, you are committing adultery. He makes it that serious an offense. And then he says, even more important, that it's God's eternal desire from creation that a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they cannot be put asunder. So there are two things here. Number one, that marriage is permanent and cannot be put asunder. And if you try to put it asunder by Darius and marry another, you are committing adultery. He is very serious in this rule and interdiction. And he wants people to have family life and children to have parents. That is Jesus' concern here. And then the second thing here that we have to understand here, that the marriage between a man and woman is a significant and only relationship allowed, and there's no other forms or types of relationships, sexual, unmarried, non-heterosexual, they are not permitted in the plan of God. Jesus makes it clear that marriage between a man and woman, the man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, he says it's the only significant and only relationship that he permits, with no allowance for any other forms or types of sexual relationships as between the unmarried or non-heterosexual relationships. The only option for Jesus, the Son of God, who made this statement to us to understand his position, that marriage between man and woman is for Jesus the only option and was made and commanded from the beginning. So we have three ways to understand this passage. We have the law of Moses, where a man could simply get rid of his wife, which was a recognition of human fault of not sin. Second, that the preservation of the family is so important if undertaken that divorce is not allowed, and a person who does so commits adultery if he marries another. And third, Jesus makes clear here the only option for us all is marriage with a man or a woman, or being single, neither more nor less. Either be single and have no sexual relationships, or marry and have a family. This is his teaching. This is what he says. He says God's plan is for people to leave their nuclear family and cleave to a woman and have a wife and family. And he says that this is the plan, and there are no other forms of these relationships are permissible in God's eyes, unfortunately. And moreover, more important, he says that preservation of the family and family life and a home for children is paramount, that marriage cannot be barred or eliminated once undertaken. This teaching on marriage is a radical teaching and reflects the view of Jesus that married couple are one flesh and their relationship cannot be dissolved. This is a radical teaching and reflects the view of Jesus that the married couple and their relationship cannot be dissolved. And if you try to dissolve it and marry another, you are committing adultery. The question put here, is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife, concerns the legality of divorce and not the grounds. Moses' command takes the institution of divorce for granted. Yes, that was Moses' teaching. That was the Jewish teaching. It took divorce. A woman could be put away like a piece of property. And it was a deviation from the original plan of Jesus in Genesis. So I hope you have given some reflection on this very important teaching of Christ on the matter of divorce. I think it's important. I think it reflects the two things. Number one, that a man shall leave his family and marry, and that this is God's plan, eternal plan for humanity. And the other options of other kinds of relationships, Jesus makes clear, are not allowed or permitted, and they are not to be undertaken. Second, that the marriage and family are paramount. A divorce will break up that institution, and Jesus says he doesn't want that. He wants children to have parents. He wants families to be preserved. He wants the marriage relationship to be created and endure. And to a divorce and marry another, he makes an even stricter statement as to the permanence of marriage, that to divorce and marry another is adultery. This is a very important teaching. You'll find it in Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. I think you should take a look at it. I think it's a hard teaching, because to undertake marriage and to not even have it to not allow or permit divorce is a terrible, hard teaching, because people do have differences of emotions and feelings, and they grow in different directions, and it would appear in the modern world that divorce is very easy to obtain and easy to do. But Jesus does disapprove that. And the ease of the modern world to end marriages is not something the Son of God wants for his children. It's hard to be married and to never have a chance to change it, but Jesus tells us in this teaching it is the only option allowed. It's important to him because he wants families preserved. He wants children to have parents. He wants family life to go on and not to have people put away like a woman used to be put away like a piece of property. He doesn't want that. He disapproves it. And this teaching changes and ends that approach. And that is the approach in the modern world. You get married, you get unmarried. No difference. Jesus says, no, once you're married, you stay married. That's basically the teaching. It's hard for people to stay married and to live with each other for the rest of their lives, but this is what he says. He wants it because he wants family life to be preserved and families to be preserved as an institution. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and please look at Mark chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, as to what Jesus says in this respect.